Thank you, I'm Dad Lee Dars.
Thanks, man.
She was an Aboriginal lady, but she showed little affection. Krishna's so cute. Krishna's so beautiful. So she gave him whatever fruit he could take. So he reciprocated and gave so much materially. One day I was at the Toronto Rath Yatra Festival. It's one of the bigger Rath Yatra festivals in the world. Maybe over 10,000 people. Three Raths going on the main street, Yonge Street, Yonge. Supposed to be the longest street in the world. So I was going from one Rath to the next, chanting in the kirtan. Like a butterfly, I was trying to get the nectar from the different kirtans. As I was walking from the first Rath to the second, then I stood back and I was watching. One Canadian lady came up to me and she said, "Thank you so much! Thank you for this wonderful festival. This is so beautiful." So I remember that if anyone appreciates Krishna's Rath Yatra, appreciates anything about Krishna, then they also get some special blessings. So I was really happy that she was appreciating. Then I asked her, "Why don't you go and pull the rat? Because if you pull the rat, you get more mercy." She said, "I'm sorry, but in my bag here, I have meat. I come from the grocery store. So I don't feel pure enough to go and touch that rope." And I told her, "Put your bag down by there by the fence. I'm standing here watching it. You go and pull the rope and come back. It's what we have to do for Krishna's service. We even watch the meat bag." So she went and pulled her out and came back. Do you know how even a little service can go a long way? Just like we were discussing last night, this is the special month of Baishak. Just like Ramadan month is very special, the month of Baishak is also very special. And in this Baishak month you get 100 times the blessings. So have some person who was a miser, he was neglecting his family, he had done, just for a few days he did Baishak month, some spiritual activities, as a result he was born as a Brahmana and he got a very good wife. So then he got advice from Vishishta Muni that he should complete the Vaishak month to solve his current life problems. So he did that for about a week. He developed love for Krishna, developed the bhakti for Krishna, and he solved all his life's problems. And this is a little seva. Swapam apyasya dharmasya chayato mahato boyat. Even we can, by a little devotional service, we can get saved from the greatest danger. So if you like to have more danger, then don't do any devotional service. Even a little bit may have changed totally your life. So if you like danger, If you like suffering, then beware of devotional service. I don't think many people like danger and suffering. So that's why we're trying to recommend everyone to do devotional service and their life will be perfect. In the Bhagavatam, when Krishna went to Mithila, he had two devotees, one poor Brahmana and one Bahulasva, a rich king. So when Krishna, he was on his chariot, when he got off, he went divided into two. One went to the poor Brahmin, and one went to the rich king. So like this, the rich king gave a royal reception. Big, you know, royal reception. Brahmins, royalty, everything, very formal, gifts, because he was a king. So although it says one can offer a flower, a fruit, a leaf, water, but if you're some rich don't know what he's doing here, but I'll just go on with the class.
Go on.
Then, so one should do according to their capability, according to their capacity. The poor Brahmin had only a grass mat to offer, gave Krishna sweet words, glass of water, much devotion offered with his wife, they offered their obeisances. So, the Krishna reciprocated with both. The Krishna has all kinds of devotees. Rich devotees, middle devotees, poor devotees. It doesn't mean that if you're not rich you can't offer to Krishna. According to your capacity you offer. In the nectar of devotion, there's the poor Brahmana who wanted to worship Krishna with gold and opulence. So he meditated, and every day he did his mental puja. So by doing the mental puja, then this way he was absorbed in Krishna's seva every day. Of course, one time, while in his meditation, he put his finger to see that whether the hot rice was too hot or not. But he burned his finger. And his meditation broke. And, ah! Oh! I burned my finger. So then he said, how is it that I could burn? And a bruise came on his finger. He said, how did I get really burned when I'm only meditating? And Narayana was laughing and Vaikuntha played a joke on his devotee. Lord had also a sense of humor. Then he told Vishwakshena, this royal commander, bring him up. Send your Vishnu dutas. So like this, we went to Bangladesh this year, but last year we went to South India. Every year we go on safari for about 20-21 days. And we visit different holy places. Have any of you ever been on a safari? So here we have Ragini Radhika, who was on safari. Anybody else on safari? So, how many would like to go on safari sometime? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 here. So like that, the safari, we saw what they call Divya Deshas, divine holy places. These are very special temples. Ramanuja Acharya, he designated 108 Divya Deshas, including Mathura. Vrindavan is one of the Divya Deshas, but most of them are down in the south. So, there was one rishi who had Lakshmi as his daughter. But he didn't know that his daughter was Lakshmi. And nearby the Lord came disguised as an old man and said, "I want to marry your daughter." But he thought that, why should I marry my daughter to some old guy? I said, "No, you see, my daughter is very young. She's not fully trained yet. She doesn't know how to cook properly. Sometimes she forgets to put the salt." Make some room here as I come in, please. Dinka has come in. But the old man said, "I don't care even if she doesn't put salt. I want to marry her anyway. Please give me your daughter." Like this he was insisting. So somehow the rishi, he agreed. Then the old man turned into Narayan and the daughter into Lakshmi. And they got married. So there's this temple in Kumbakonam. Upliyappam. 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 Appan. Upliyappam in Tamil. So
Upam means salt. Upam means salt.
Upla.
Upu.
Upu.
Salt.
Means salt.
Upali means no.
Upali. No salt. So he said, "Because I said I'll marry you without salt, so in this temple I will not take salt." So in that temple it's forbidden. It's a maha aparad if you bring salt in that temple. The Lord wanted to show for love of his consort, he willing to live without salt, but be with her. How many of you married people are willing to live with your wife without salt? So that temple, you go, and nothing has salt. But they cook the spice rice with lots of spices so you don't miss the salt. You have to actually be looking for it. I know there's no sugars. But if you're not used to spices, it may burn your tongue a little bit. They also have muruku. You know what muruku is?
Chakri in Gujarati. Chakri.
Chakri in Gujarat. I may need again. Or we call in English something like pretzels. But this is pretzel made from rice flour. So that somehow also that tastes very tasty. No salt. Because I'm on a low salt diet, so I wanted to check out that temple. That's the secret. Cook with more spice. So that deity is very popular because says he gives so many blessings to his devotee. He said he is the brother of Venkateshwar and Tirupati. Mm. So the temple is always packed. Mm. So like this we go to the different temples, each one has got some history. In Kerala, Padmanabha temple, they say it's one of the 8 temples very important in the world. How many of you have seen Padmanabha temple in Trivandrum? One here we have Trivandrum, Tiruvananthapuram. The king, he's our friend. Ramarao saw, very nice. So, this king had a problem in his leg. King means now he's the Maharaj, but he's not no kingdom. But the only thing left is his service for the deity. Then he got his hereditary. So, he went to the doctor. Doctor couldn't cure his leg problem. So then he asked, the doctor said, maybe this is something divine, a sign from the Lord. You should go and check whether maybe there's some crack or some problem in the leg of Padmanabha temple. And that's why you're having leg pain. So if you're very close to your deity, if there's something wrong with the deity, you may feel it in your body. So he went and they are looking, and they found a little piece had fallen off the leg, the foot of Padmanabha. Padmanabha was covered with some kind of jaggery and some grain or something. So he was, always, they thought always that he was made of 16,000 shaligrams held together by some kind of mix. But actually the mix broke off, and beneath it there was a pure gold. So they found, they uncovered and found that the whole body of the Lord is covered by pure gold armor, worth more than 3 tons of gold at 800 and some dollars now per ounce. You can figure out what 3 tons is. I gotta give class, I can't figure it out. When you figure it out, tell me. So now you go to see the deity, there's all these guards. And see Padmanabha, you see him in 3 doors. He's too big, he's like about 16, 17 feet long. So one door is for his head, one door for his middle. From the middle is coming Brahmadev. Right from the navel. Brahma sitting in the on the lotus. Then the feet. A very beautiful deity. And now you see it's all covered with gold, but no one knew before. The gold was hidden. Maybe because of the Mughals, they hid it. Otherwise, they won't spare. This king told me that the government wanted to take all the gold, and that there was also some tons of gold in the treasure house. So he went and put it all over the columns of the temple. So even the columns are covered with gold. So that way they won't be able to take it. They won't dare to take it from the temple. But they take it from his treasury. So, in order to see that deity, for the Westerners, we have to get a special permission. Indian Hindus are allowed to go, but they allow also Westerners, but they need a permission. So the king gave a permission, but said everyone has to wear the traditional dress. In that temple, men cannot wear shirts. And ladies had to wear like saris or some traditional dress. So, one lady, she was wearing some kind of funny dress, the guard wouldn't let her in. Otherwise everybody else got in. So it was a very beautiful darshan. So this Padmanabha temple, it says he's a form of the Lord who's always resting. In Vrindavan the Lord's always having childhood pastimes. In Mayapur always having the devotee pastimes. And Badrinath always doing meditation. And Dwarka always as a king. So like this, according to different temples, he has some constant pastime. So Jagannath Puri is always eating. 56 offerings a day. chapanna bhog. So like that. So we had all. Then we are told that we all have to rush to get the train within half hour. So everybody is like running to get to the train. That's part of safari.
Sometimes they get left behind. Have to catch the next train.
So, beautiful deities. We also went before that to Adikeshava temple, where the Lord is lying down also like Ananta Padmanabha, but in a reverse position. Ananta Pavana left his head, waist, feet, lotus feet. But Ananta Padmanabha, we were head, waist, lotus feet, opposite. And that's where Lord Chaitanya found the Brahma Samhita as well as the Karnamrita. So these are so many temples. We saw 36 of the 108 Divyadeshas. It's very hard to see all of them within 20 days. We also went to Rameshwaram. We had a special bath in the ocean, in the Bay of Bengal, right by the bridge that Hanuman built for Ram. The bridge some politician wanted to break down. But the boatman said that the bridge goes, it's like a road under the water. For 200 rupees, I'll take you out. You can walk on the road. It's only 4 feet deep. We didn't have the time though, but it was very interesting. So, like this, oh, that happened.
Screensaver. Screensaver.
So the devotees went and they had this kind of reciprocation with the different deities. And that's where we went last year. Every 3 years I go to South India. And this year we went to the Bangladesh. There's a tree in Prematali where Lord Chaitanya had left love of Godhead for Narottam Das Thakur. And Indradumna Maharaj said, and he went there, one branch fell off from the tree. So he took it and he made deities from it. And I had some disciples that night, they slept under that tree. They couldn't confirm if they got love for Godhead, but they were feeling very inspired. So we went all around the country. Some days we visited two holy places. Some days they had receptions for us. When we were going on the to see the Murari Gupta's birthplace, which is near Silet, then a group of local boys, they started chanting a welcome in Sanskrit. Guru Deva Agaman Suvecha Swagatam, Guru Deva Agaman Suvecha Swagatam, Guru Deva Agaman Suvecha Swagatam. Like that they're chanting. Agaman means arrival, he has arrived. Suvecha means good wishes. And Swagatam, welcome. So they welcome all the devotees who are in rickshaws, going in a huge procession. They said, just few minutes. But it was about 6 miles, or 6 kilometers. Bangladesh, I was like, few x second, 1 minute, only one x second. But when we finally reached there, there was 10,000 people. And the local chairman of the local village councils, union of different villages, he was a Muslim and he was appreciating. He said, I never expected so many people. Now I realize that this place is very important. And I pledge, we will build a temple at Murari Gupta's birthplace. So the devotees, by going to Bangladesh, they're creating history. So like this. Thank you, Pujarini. We give a little bit to Krishna. He reciprocates and gives us so much more. So we should be thinking how much we can give to Krishna. What service we can do, what blessings we'll get. We don't have to worry, Krishna will give us more than what we can take. So very happy to have so many nice devotees here. Today we'll be having a question and answer session with Pragosh Prabhu at the Krishna Temple. Stratford Krishna Temple. I met the chairman of the temple yesterday. He was very receptive, said they're going to expand the temple. They bought 5 properties. So they're going to remodel it and make a bigger dining hall. So like that. They've been very kind to us. We had 110 devotees in Bangladesh. We had 225 devotees last year in South India. Bangladesh was complicated to get visas and things. Next year we're thinking to go up to the eastern Himalayas and come down and see Rupin Sanatan's ashram, go to Kanai Natshala, and then go down the Ganges to Mayapur by boat, by ship, vessel, and then go to Jagannath Puri. That's what I'm planning, but thinking, not planned fully, but does that sound interesting? Adikeshava Temple, someone's asking, Rama Rao, that's in the southern portion of Tamil Nadu, just by the Kerala border. It's about 35 kilometers from Kanyakumari, the southern tip where the Indian Ocean meets with the Bay of Bengal. These temples are thousands of years old. Want to hear another pastime from the South Indian deities?
Yes. Yes.
We have, you want to hear about the temple that has a marriage every day? Or you want to hear about the temple where the Lord came down from Vaikuntha? Or do you want to hear about Lord Ranganathji?
All of them take too long.
We're supposed to sort of stop about...
Which,
No.
We're supposed to sort of stop about 8:30.
But all the devotees online I wanted to hear.
I know.
They're begging.
It's
a special occasion, thank you.
Okay,
that's fine. Antardeep says only one.
No.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, only one.
So I see Ranganath, we know about Ranganath, that deity was being worshipped by Lord Ram, and Vibhishana had gone and asked Ram to come back to Ayodhya and stay back to Sri Lanka and stay there. But Ram said that How can he leave Ayodhya? He was gone. If you want me to tell all, you gotta write to Antadweep. He's pressing me to end quick. So Ram, he couldn't go back. He said, I'll come and visit you, but I can't go and stay in Lanka. So then he said, what I'll do is I'll give you my deities. So he gave his deity of Ranganath to Bibhishana, who was taking. But the deal was, wherever he puts the deity down, that's where the deity stays. So when he was flying over the South India, he saw the Ranganath, the Ranga Island, Sri Rangam. And he had a very urgent call of nature. So he landed there and he was looking and he found one Brahmin boy. He said, can you hold the deity and don't put him down? He said, I can do, but what if you don't come back? I can't hold him forever. So before I put him down, I'll call out three times, very slowly. And then, if you don't come back, then I know you're not coming back, I'll put him down. So then Vibhishana went to relieve himself. Meanwhile, the boy called out. Once, twice, three times, put the deity down. By that time, Vibhishana had run back, so that he cheated and put the deity there. And Ganesh is from the Trichy Rock Temple. There's a Ganesh temple. He was asked by the rishis to make sure that Lord Ranganath doesn't leave India. We want his blessings here in India. So he ran back to the temple and Bibhishana was running behind him. They say, give him a punch in the back of the head. You put him down. And that deity still has a lump on his head from the punch. He went to the temple, took his form as Ganesh. He said, nothing I can do. He went back and asked Ranganath to come. He said, I'm put down, I have to stay here, but you face me to the south, and from here I'll be giving you blessings. So we heard that story many times. But then this time we found that there's more history. More history. That originally Lord Brahma, he wanted to have a deity that he could worship in Brahma Loka. So he was praying to Vishnu, praying to Krishna to give a deity. So out from the ocean of milk, the Ranganath deity came out floating. So he took the deity and put in the Satya Loka and was personally worshipping. And later he had some Prajapatis do the puja for it. And then somehow the Manu begged for the deity. So Manu got the deity. And from Manu the deity went to Ikshvaku, the king in the Surya Vansa of who was on earth. So that, and then Lord Ram is within the Surya Vansa. So as a hereditary line of Ikshvaku, they inherited the Ranganath deity. And then from there it came down to south. So that this deity was actually being worshipped in Satya Loka, that was very impressive for me. Did you know that? Did you know that? Very special. So questions and answers?
Question, Raj. Tell us about the deity that descended from Vaikuntha.
Huh? That's a cheating question.
He wants to hear about the one who came from Vaikuntha. Well, this one also came from Vishnuloka. But there was so now Brahma, he also, he won another deity. And I said, in order to get the deity, he had to do a special Ashwamedha Yagya 100. He said, I want to worship the deity now, right now, I can't wait. Take a long time to do 100 Ashwamedha Yagyas. So then he was advised that you do one Ashwamedha Yagya in Kanchipuram. Because there you get 100 times the benefit for any yagya performed. So you do one yagya there, it's worth 100. So he went to Kanchipuram, he did the yagya, and he prayed to the Lord to appear, and out right from the spiritual world he came and appeared out of the fire. So that Vaikunthanath is the name of that deity. We had a beautiful darshan of Vaikunthanath. Actually, Kunja Kanchipuram has about 14 Divya Deshas. We only saw 6. One bus went back, all the ladies, they wanted to buy saris in Chennai and go shopping. But 3 buses stayed for Divya Deshas. So that's how the deity that came from Vaikuntha. Any other question?
No, maybe not that one.
No, that's a different one.
The screen went off. So Safari takes place 2-3 days after Gaur Purnima. Some people, they come for the last week of the Gaur Purnima festival, and then they come on the safari.
It's all right. This one will kick in after a while, I think. This one's working, isn't it? This one's working. Yes, you're okay.
Any other question?
You want to say bye to people and together.
Someone asked for a little kirtan. We have one short kirtan.
I think is it going to trouble your neighbors?
Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm.
Still have one of your
mind. Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Adaita Gadadhara Srivasa Nivora Bhaktavinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda.
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Priya Dvaita Gadadhar Shiva Chari Mura Bhaktavinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Priya Dvaita Gadadhar Shiva Chari
Vaishnava devotees, I'm an aspiring Vaishnava. They visit the house in Vaishak to get the blessings. So I'm happy to visit all your homes.
Hari Bo! Hari Bo! Hari Bo!
So, Shri Bhagananda Rasika, please up my obeisances and Rasika, my blessings, and Rama Rao, Hare Krishna, Julia, nice to be with you, Sarla, nice also to have your association, Michelle, Dipti Rajgaur, Sudhakar, Chaitanya, Janta, Andrew, Means Pujarini, Sukakar, Sudhakar, Potu, blessing. Okay, here's a blessing. Krishna Matir Astu. Also Daksha. This is the Daksha that I saw yesterday. You were at the
Dipti Ranjan.
Dipti also was here yesterday. and give both of them your blessing. Tejarani. Okay. Today's not a working day. We don't have to go back to work.
But we're working.
One thing, I gotta give my holy. Give them my. They can send me any question.
Okay.
To my.
What's your.
jayapataka@gmail.com.
Oh.
Questions and appreciation. Tinda. Mm. Thank you.
To Jayapataka Swami.
Jayapataka, all know Swami. At. It's not. gmail.com.
Oh, some more letters.
Haribol!
No, not much of a Haribol.
Haribol!